slide, get bang for your buck. For a lot of people, the whole idea of keeping track of what you do, creating a system for doing that, gives them just total anxiety. For other people, the thought of creating a tracking mechanism is right up their alley, but they have a tendency to perhaps get stuck in a little analysis paralysis. Too much tracking, not enough doing. The idea here is to find some balance, and the real goal is to make sure that you know what you've done so that you're not retracing your steps and duplicating your own efforts. It's generally helpful to keep track of all of the companies that you've reached out to or would like to reach out to. Ditto for jobs and people, same thing. You certainly want to make sure that you know who you've had conversations with and which people you want to still have conversations with. That in particular is going to be an ever-evolving list. So you just want to kind of track that. It's very easy as you move forward to forget. I think I spoke to that person, but I'm not sure. It sounds familiar, etc. By all means, make sure to keep track of the jobs to which you've applied. You don't want to waste time applying twice. And application portals tend to be a bit cumbersome and time-consuming, so you really don't want to go over your steps on that one. And make sure to note what you've done in terms of research so that you can refer back to it down the road. Ultimately, this gives you a way of knowing what your status is, sort of that checklist for what you have done, and then it does also provide you with an automatic to-do list ongoingly. A quick comment here is don't forget to send out thank you notes to people, whether they're a quick text or an email or longer and more specific in the case where someone's really taken some time with you. People sometimes ask me, is that a little old-fashioned? Believe it or not, I've gotten that question more than I would imagine, having received it. And the truth is, it's not at all old-fashioned. No one minds being thanked for their time or appreciated. But generally speaking, you kind of want to know where you've been and where you need to still go or want to still go. And that's the whole point of this. It is not to make a whole project in and of itself out of it. The little bit of hidden gold in this is down the road when you are in yet another search, and for most of you, that is really going to happen, if not once, multiple times in your career. The younger you are, the more likely it is going to happen more frequently at this point, because that's the rate of change that we're in today's world. This becomes sort of your own job journal and career transition journal, and you can refer to it and build on it time and again. So not only are you leveraging the time you're spending now, but you can potentially leverage the time you spend down the road as you move forward in your career.